Holy Spirit is welcome here.
Thank you, Lord.
Now is the time to worship. Now is the time to give your heart. Praise God. Isn't this a wonderful day?
Amen.
Isn't this a wonderful day?
Amen.
Praise Jesus. I'm going to get right to it. I'm a little anxious. I'm going to read this morning from Joshua. And I'm going to begin at verse 1. And it says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." We need to stop and just realize what just took place here. Moses died. Moses died. And God appointed Moses' assistant. I'm saying, you might be called upon by God to do something that you didn't expect.
Amen.
See, Joshua was following Moses. He never dreamed that he would be the guy. He was just following Moses and helping Moses, assisting Moses in anything that Moses needed. You see, he made himself present and available. Being present and available,
amen,
then God can reach you.
Amen.
That's what we have to do. Being present and available. God tapped him and says, okay, it's time to go in. And it says, just as I said to Moses, I'm saying to you that every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. There shall not any man, verse 5 says, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only you be strong and very courageous. You notice how he repeated himself? This is something important. He wants you to be strong and courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wheresoever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Observe to do, see, and do all of the commands that Moses had left for you. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Don't quote scriptures. Don't talk about it. Meditate on it day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate on it day and night, so that you will know it and be able to do it. He says, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about it. Meditate on it. So then you will know it, and then you will be able to do it. And then, this is the good part. When you have done that, then you shall make your way prosperous. You get what he's saying here? When you do what he says to do, then he's not going to make your way prosperous. The person you work for is not going to make your way prosperous. You will make your way prosperous, because if you don't do according to what he said, then he said that prosperity is not for you. But because you did what he said, you will make your way prosperous. It comes back to you. You will make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. Now, this is not what I want to talk about today. This is what we did Sunday night past. We talked about Joshua, but it registered with me and made me go further, so therefore I come to you today with something different, but I just wanted to tell you where the root was. You see, Joshua did everything that God said. And in Joshua 23, Joshua 23, 14, look at what he says here. He says, Joshua is done his time now. And remember what he said all the days of his life. And then when in Joshua 23:14, Joshua is speaking. And Joshua says, and look, this day I am going the way of all the earth. My time is just about over. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God said concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof. Joshua said, because I was loyal, because I was obedient to the word of God, everything that he said came to pass. Not one thing failed. And you know in your hearts and in your souls, being with me all of this time, that we got everything that God said we could have.
Amen.
I'm pausing because you gotta let that sink in. Samuel says in 1 Samuel, I think chapter 6, he's talking about Saul violating God's word. And God says that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Joshua here was obedient to God, and he said that not one thing that he said to them, not one thing that he promised them failed. Every bit of it came to pass. But it was not because God just said, okay, I'm going to give you guys this and this. That. He said, if you meditate on my word, don't go to the left, don't go to the right. Meditate on my word so that you will know it and can do it. You see, if Joshua don't know the word, he can't do the word. So because he followed God's instructions and meditated, he was able to lead the children of Israel through life's passage and then give them the inheritance that God had promised them, because he stayed on course. He stayed on course. And the people saw that he was on course. And they followed Joshua. They didn't follow Moses as closely as they followed Joshua. If you recall the story, they complained, they challenged Moses. They caused Moses to miss the promised land. Moses was leading the people to the promised land, remember? He didn't get to go. He didn't get to go because he violated the statutes. But Joshua kept them. And it says that everything that God promised them, they got. I'm saying that because, again, not my message, but it is the foundation of my message. So I just thought I'd come back to that and bring you up to speed, let you know what you missed, in other words, last Sunday night. Now, today I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 4, and looking at verse 4, it says, But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. First, let me qualify that. Jesus is not quick-witted here. He's not being cool, or he's not trying to coin a phrase or something. What Jesus did here, he quoted the law of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3, where it says, and he humbled you, and God humbled you, he's talking to the children of Israel, and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knowest not. You don't even know what it was, but he fed you with it. Neither did your fathers know what it was, that he might make you know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live. Reading it from there clearly shows us that he is saying the message here is that God's word is spiritual food. You live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You can eat whatever you want to eat, but if you don't have God's word, then you will surely die. Amen. So he's saying here that this food is for your spirit. That the word of God is spiritual food. And when we get born again, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, gives us God's word to develop our spiritual nature. So when we are born again and have that new man inside of us, he needs to have the word of God to survive. So therefore, we, if we want to develop, or if we want to educate or to train our spirit, we must meditate on the word of God. And by meditating on the word of God, it causes us to know the word of God. And as important as it is to know the word of God, it is just as important as knowing the word of God as to do the word of God, putting it in use. And that's why we're here today. We want to learn the word of God so that we may be able to put it into use.
Amen.
To use God's word. And who better to teach us what God's word is all about and how we ought to conduct ourselves with God's word other than Jesus' brother James, as he wrote in 1 James 22. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. That's what James wrote. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Now, that to me says that if you hear God's word and don't do God's word, then you're tricking yourself. That's what that says to me. That you are tricking yourself if you hear God's word and don't do it. You see, we can read and meditate on God's word all we want, but if we don't put it into use, then it doesn't do us any good.
Amen.
This is what James is saying. So when he says to be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, he is telling us that we need to listen to God's word and to put it into practice in our daily lives. That's what he's saying. Put it into practice in your daily lives. And that is how we feed our spirit. And through our feeding of the spirit, then we strengthen that inner man. And when we strengthen that inner man, then the inner man dominates the outer man. And guess what? The promise of 1 John 4:4 comes into reality. And that is, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Because everything that you face when you believe that in your daily lives, then you understand that what is in you is always bigger and greater than the problem that you're facing.
Amen. Amen.
And by knowing that and operating in that, you become more than a victor.
Amen. Glory to God.
You are more than a conqueror through Christ that loves you, said. That's what you become when you operate in the will of God and you know that what is in you is greater than anything that's on the outside. So we need to meditate on the Word of God so that we will know the Word of God, and then we can put what we know into practice. And we understand that because everybody that has played any kind of sports or that is interested in any kind of sports, we know that they practice, practice, practice. And when they practice, then they get proficient in what they're doing, and they become better at it, and they begin to win.
Right.
You've never, ever heard of a team, well, we got a team together yesterday, and then we went out and won the World Series. They can't even qualify to play in the game. You have to work your way up there. And it is the same thing with a baby Christian. When we become born again, we are spiritually infants. We have to develop that inner man, that new Christian within us. And the only way we can develop that guy is to feed him. And the only way we can feed him is through the Word of God.
Yes.
I think we covered this once before, that the soul and the body, they work in tandem. They are a unit. And that spirit man is in there. But he has to overcome the will of the body.
Amen.
And of the soul.
That's right.
And he only speaks to the Holy Spirit. So when we observe to do what the Word of God says, then we can make our way prosperous and we can have good success.
Amen.
But that is the only way we can do it, because you know yourself that if you don't eat proper, you become weak. So think about it. When you're feeding yourself all the steak and potatoes and green beans and all of that good stuff, the body is getting pretty tough. And then you don't read your Bible for a month. And then you wonder, well, you know, I was doing stuff that I knew I shouldn't have been doing. That's because your body overpowered your spirit and it won the battle. I'm talking about being doers of the Word and not hearers only.
Amen.
And we have to have the Word in us in order for it to come out of us. But God said to Joshua, don't let it come out of your mouth. It don't make no sense to go around and talk. You can talk about it all you want, but if you don't put it in practice, then it doesn't benefit you anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when you keep it in there until you digest it. And when you digest it, then guess what? You start to act like it. That's where it comes from. It comes from what you do. You will know a tree by the fruit it bears. You will know the Christian by the way he conducts himself. You see, we can say anything we like. We can quote all the scriptures that's in the Bible and still be the biggest devil in town.
You got that right.
And that's what is the one of the stumbling blocks for the Christian.
Yes.
See, because now you have got the reputation of being a hypocrite. You've heard it before. All of them people down there are hypocrites.
They don't know nobody but the one guy who did the hypocritical thing. But then everybody down there is hypocrites. We have to again be doers of the word.
Hallelujah.
You will know a tree by the fruit it bears. And do you remember this verse that we all run around saying that, for where two or more are joined together?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of which found. Matthew 18:20. It says, where two or more join together, there I'll be in the midst.
Yes.
That's, we can say that. But you know why he's in the midst of us? He is in the midst of us so that he can watch over his word.
Yes.
And make sure it comes to pass.
Yes.
That's why he's in the midst of us. He's not just in the midst of us because we come together. He says, for those who come together in my name, there I'll be in the midst of them. So whatever they say, touching one another, then it will be done by my Father in heaven. So Jesus is in our midst so that he can watch over his word and make sure that it comes to pass.
Amen.
His word won't return void, as the scripture said. He watches over it and makes sure that it's done. But if we don't practice his word, if we don't do his word, then he has nothing to watch over. He has nothing to make sure that comes to pass. So you see, we are the catalyst for the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will last forever.
Amen.
That is what he said. We have to continue to put that word out there. But it has to be the uncompromising word of God. As he says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved so that you can rightly divide the word of truth.
Amen.
Now, he wouldn't have had to say that unless there was a possibility of you wrongly dividing the word. So he makes it specific and say, so that you can rightly divide the word. Because if you wrongly divide the word and then stand there and wonder, well, where was God when I said that?
Yes.
Where was God when I said that? Well,
right.
If you're not using his word, then he's not going to honor that.
That's right.
So the word of God is our spiritual food. And our spiritual food is what develops our spiritual nature, and our spiritual man inside gains strength by the word of God.
Amen.
And we have to again understand that God said, I will never leave nor forsake you. Being that he will be with you and he will back up what you say. But he doesn't do that if what you're saying and doing is wrong, because righteousness is the rule of God. He only operates in righteousness and goodness.
Amen.
He loves you beyond anything you can imagine. And there's nothing you can do to cause him not to love you. He loves you unconditionally, you see. He has what he wants us to have, and that is the ability to separate the sin from the sinner. He loves you just as much as he loves anybody else when you sin. But what you're doing is what he despises. That's what God loves. See, he chose us while we were sinners. As that song said, come just as you are. That's the way he accepts, just as we are. He doesn't say, well, you got to wait till you get right before you can come to God. No, you come to God just as you are, and then he will clean you up.
Hallelujah.
And set you on the right.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is the love of God, you see, and that is what we have to understand, that the Holy Spirit gives us the word of God.
Hallelujah.
On our own, we can do nothing, but through him, all things are possible.
Yes.
That is our goal, to please him, to operate in what God gives us to operate in. And it's only righteousness, truth, and love. A new commandment I've given you, that you love one another as I loved you. You see what he's saying?
Yes.
As I love you. mean that the person who stepped on your brand new patent leather shoes at the prom 100 years ago, you need to forgive them and move on.
Amen.
I'll never forgive him. Yeah, he did. He says, love one another as I loved you. Which means he forgives us of our sin. We have to forgive people for what they do to us. And he makes that very clear also in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, when he says that forgive those who have trespassed against you.
Amen.
No. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You see what we just said? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. So if we are not forgiving those,
we don't get ours.
That's right.
God's word is specific.
Yes.
And it becomes law when it leaves his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it said. That God's word is law. God's word does not return to him void. It will accomplish that for which he sent it out for.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've heard this 100,000 times, and that is, God's word is law because he spoke the universe into existence.
Amen.
He did not have electric lights, or no electricity, no fuel, no wicks and candles, and none of that stuff. He just said, let there be light. So his word accomplishes what he sets it out to do. And being made in his image and in his likeness, we have that same power that when we're operating in Christ, our words have power.
Yes. Yes.
Proverbs 18:22. Death and life is in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
So you see, sometimes we speak death to ourselves.
Amen. Yes.
Because we did not meditate on the word of God.
Amen.
We didn't know. So therefore, we can't do it. But when we know it, you see, we don't have to make those mistakes. Therefore, we need to make it a habit,
yes,
to check every thought and every deed against what did the word say about this.
Amen.
And when we do that, then we are strengthening that inner man, because we always got him on his toes, regurgitating and defining what the word of God says. And then it becomes rhema, it becomes a part of us. It becomes something that we know so well that we can't hide it. It just oozes out of us. Whenever we're talking, we're only going to give the truth because that we know that that is only what is accepted in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
I shall not bear false witness. You know, well, you can tell a little lie just to get a few more dollars on your income tax. You know, you can stretch it a little bit. Right? No, he says, I shall not. Very false. There is no conditions to that. And when we again observe to do the word of God, then we will do what is right all the time, because that is all that there is in the kingdom, is righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And we have no righteousness of our own, so we use the righteousness of God. And when we're using the righteousness of God, then we can have good success.
Yes.
And everything that we do will prosper.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
This is good stuff.
Amen.
This is good stuff.
Amen.
We just have to be good students, and we have to be serious about the choices that we make.
Yeah.
See, we have to choose to accept Christ. He He doesn't force himself on. Well, you know, I read the Bible, went to church, so I'm saved now. I know, because I've done what God said. No, you have to accept him. You have to make that decision. It has to be a conscious decision that you make. And when you make that decision, you have to make it from your heart.
Amen.
And it has to be something that you are willing to go through with.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. And once you accept that Christ, what are you willing to give now? What are you willing to give? Paul told us how to do it. He says, I die daily so that Christ can live through me. So you see, we have to give up the stuff that we want to do.
Right.
Give up to some of the stuff we like to do. Some of the stuff that we like to do is okay. But reading and meditating on the Word of God and checking it by what does the Word say about this, then you know those things that are not acceptable in the sight of God. That's the decision that you have to make. To walk in the way that God set down for us to go. And that is our desire, to please him.
Yes, sir.
To please
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
And what does it say in Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6? It says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And that faith does not mean, oh, I just believe in him. That faith means that I depend upon him. I rely upon him.
Hallelujah.
I believe everything that he says. And I will do whatever he says to do. That's what he's saying in that particular translation of the faith. That you, oh, I believe in the Easter Bunny. I believe, because everybody always told me about him. And there's got to be a tooth fairy, because every time I lost a tooth when I was a kid, I look under my pillow and there was a nickel, a quarter, or whatever we can afford at the time. Yeah. Sometimes nothing. But see, these things that we see with our eyes and we hear, we believe those things, but they're not real. So there is a difference in believing and trusting, obeying, and depending. I'm going to go to another favorite example that I always use, and that is a newborn infant believes and trusts in his mom.
Yes.
For everything. I mean, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't do anything. He just lay around. Just lay around. When he gets tired of laying there, starts making a little noise and what happened. Mama comes and picks him up. He's all right now. I'm tired of laying around here. I want to be up and in it. But he can't get up and get in it by himself. Looks at mama's mouth and waiting on her to say something. Oh, you cute little thing. And he grinned. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. I can't say nothing bad, but that's what I want to hear. This is what God said. Unless you come to him as a little child, you can in no wise enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Now that tells us a lot. He don't want our opinion. He don't want to know nothing that we know about.
Amen.
He don't want to hear what we got to say, because we are human.
Amen.
And we have a sinful nature. So you come depending on him for everything and following his advice and doing whatever he sets down for you to do and allowing him to guide and lead you through wherever he wants to go.
Amen.
I'm talking about when we understand the Word of God and we look at it and operate in it as Joshua did. Back before he had the Word to guide him, he obeyed God to the letter. And God says that if you do this, you should have good success. But you have to make that success. You have to do these things. You have to do these things. See, there is nobody who can be a doer for you.
That's right.
You have to be a doer for you.
Amen. Yes.
Now you can assist each other by faith and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do the leaping yourself.
Yes, amen.
So you have to be the doer of the word. Nobody can do it for you. You have to be a doer for you. So you see, we need to understand that the word is our spiritual food, and that without the word, we suffer loss.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With the word, we can be prosperous and be a good success.
Amen.
But we get to choose. We get to choose. And some wiseacre will show up and say to you, well, if God so loved everybody, how come he put people in hell? James answered that question in James 1:22 when he said, be ye doers of the world and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. You see, because the answer to that question is what we just talked about, is that is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Now, if they heard that and didn't do it, they go to hell. And God didn't have nothing to do with it. James just said it. If you do it, not here, or you deceive yourself. So you see, there's a lot of people out there who's deceiving themselves.
Yes.
The devil is not deceiving them. They are deceiving themselves and they're lying on the devil.
Yes.
The devil came in and tempted me and made me do this. No. You heard the word, you didn't do the word, and now you're suffering the consequences. Devil didn't have nothing to do with it. God didn't. It is you get to make your way prosper. And you should have good success.
Yes.
Think about it. We have to understand these things. And in this way, it'll keep the doubt out of our life. Well, why didn't God do this? Why didn't God? Well, wait a minute. What were you doing before that took place? What did God say about it before you decided to do it? God made us in his image and in his likeness. So you see, we have a certain amount of intellect. We get to know what is right and what is wrong. And we get to operate on choices. I can do this if I want to, and I can do that if I want to. Now, which one do I want to do? Well, what does the word say about that? Well, then, based upon what the word says, I choose to do this. Oh, preacher, that takes up too much of my time. I gotta stop and do all of that before I do anything. No, when you meditate on the word, it's right there.
Amen.
When you see a car coming, you know not to step off. Why? Because you know that's pain.
Yeah.
That's what you come to realize. When you know the word, you, oh, I don't do that because that's not good. We are a blessed generation because
yes.
We have roadmaps.
Amen.
We have instructions.
Amen.
We have everything that we need to
do, Lord, and
survive in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came and made it all possible.
Amen.
But we get to choose. Amen?
Amen.
We get to choose. We get to choose. And we can make our way prosperous.
Yes.
And we can have good success. But we must follow the word of God.
Amen.
We must follow the word of God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you give us this word, Father. And we pray for the boldness, Father, to stand on your word as Joshua did, to accept the persecution and the mocking and all of the things that come in this current generation, Father. We pray for strength to withstand that, but to stay on course. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for the opportunity for second chances. And we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, to bless us with
the will and the desire to share your word with those we come in contact with. Bless us again with wisdom and strength, Father, and guide us in the way that we should go. Help us to be the best that we can be in all instances of our lives. Give us that peace that passes all understanding to know, Father, that you are with us. We ask, Father, for guidance in all of our transactions this week. But, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that we would be that light that guides someone to the kingdom. And we give you all the praise and all the glory for all that you are. And we thank you, Father, for what you're going to do for us in the future. In the matchless name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.